Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love. Revival love. Supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and my friend Joshua Mills and I are going to be talking about Bible prosperity, kingdom prosperity, and how God wants you to prosper, especially in days that are so, you know, in upheavals, especially with world economy the way it is. How are your finances? How is your provisional thermometer? This program today is going to impart miracle working anointing in your life to see breakthrough, to see miracles invade your life in this area. And so, Joshua, this is awesome to have you on the program
today. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and your book, Position for Prosperity, it's a great tool for the body. I love it.
It's something that the Lord gave to me because there's such a need within the body of Christ to understand, you know, that God hasn't just made available every spiritual blessing, but also every tangible physical need that we have in our life.
Right.
God's made provision for that also.
Right.
And so the Lord really directed me to write that book, inspired me and gave me downloads of heavenly revelation in regards to finances and financial deliverance and breaking through into the next level of provision prosperity.
Now, I know that you and Jana Angela, you live in the supernatural dimensions of prosperity.
We do.
And the Lord has taught you things over the years because, I mean, when you started out,
It didn't start that way.
It didn't start that way at all.
You know, I was born and raised in the church, but we didn't have a lot of teaching about the provision of God or prosperity coming from God. And so it wasn't until I was in my late teenage years that I began to hear the truth about God's word for our provision. And when the teaching began to come forth, there was different evangelists and mentors that the Lord put in my life. But when that teaching began to come forth, it literally began to change me, transform me. And I tell everybody, I believe that some of that early teaching is the reason for our ministry being a success and
yes,
the Lord enabling us to do what we've done. Because a lot of times people look at us, they say, how could you do that? You know, how did you get the money for that? How are you able to live on a monthly basis? Because we live by faith.
Yeah.
You know, just as you do.
Yeah, you live by faith. And I love it. I wouldn't want it any other way.
I love it too. But, you know, it's rooted in this thing of understanding that God desires to take care of all of my needs according to his riches in heavenly glory, which is Philippians 4:19.
Exactly.
But, you know, right before Philippians 4:19, the scriptures have some keys. And the scriptures was, you know, as Paul is speaking, he's saying, you know, those that you've given to me, you've given to the work of God, and God, because you've given out of your sacrifice, out of your donations and your willing gifts, God will meet all of your needs.
Amen.
And so it's tied into not just God will provide for all of my needs,
right,
but it comes out of sacrificing and being obedient to God.
Yep.
As we're obedient to him, he does meet our needs.
Amen. And there are definitely keys for taking hold of kingdom economy and having that
Absolutely.
Realm established in your life. And over the years, I know you and Jana Angela and your ministry, and of course, Ron and I in our ministry, we have learned those keys, some of them through some grueling tests and dangers, toils, and snares. But the Bible is true, and God's ways are perfect.
Absolutely.
And he just manifests his glory in such amazing ways. Now, in your book, I love the way you've written it because it's very practical as well as impartational. I mean, there's an impartation of faith. There's an impartation of glory. And you cover so many things. In fact, I love this section, 20 important things about generosity. I mean,
God's
the Bible.
A generous God. Yeah. The Bible says a lot about generosity.
Yeah. And because he's generous to us, we can be recipients of
Absolutely.
That generosity, but also of his nature
right.
as we become like him.
It's no longer I that lives, but Christ who lives inside of me. It's the nature of Christ, the generosity of Christ living in and through me.
Amen. And you also give seven keys that position you for prosperity. So this right. book has lots of keys in it. But Joshua, share some of your experiences in the glory. I know that like God's sign and wonder of gold, you know, the gold sparkle that came right. all over you
right.
for a season in copious right. measures. When I saw that come into the body, I felt it was a sign from God saying, get ready, body of Christ, because glory provision from heaven
Absolutely.
Is going to come upon you, and it'll be
Absolutely.
More than enough. So
Absolutely.
Do you want to share some of your testimonies?
You know, the gold sign is a sign of the provision of God. It's a sign of the glory of God. And the Lord first put that sign into our lives when I was in my early 20s, and my wife was in her early 20s. And at that time, you know, we just had very, very little. But God was teaching us how to give to Him the very little that we had, and understanding that when we give to God what's in our hands, He's able to give to us what's in His hands. His hands are a whole lot bigger than mine.
Yeah.
And God began to teach us these things. And one of the testimonies I actually talk about in the book and I share is when I was in the early days of our ministry, there was a church up in the Northwest that invited me to come and minister. And they weren't able to cover my airfare, and they weren't able to pay for the travel expense. And so I prayed about it. I said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? And I really felt like the Lord told me, you're supposed to go. And I thought, God, you know, I don't have money for an airplane
right.
ticket. I don't have money for the travel. We're very new in the ministry. And literally, God's teaching us how to sacrifice everything.
Yeah,
everything.
You were living from hand to mouth, His hand to your mouth, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I prayed about it, and the Lord said, I want you to go. And so I began asking God, how am I supposed to get there? And, you know, my faith was very, very small. And to be honest with you, Patricia, I didn't have the faith for an airline ticket,
right.
which some of the viewers that are watching today, they don't have faith for an airline ticket. They don't have faith for $1 million. They don't have faith maybe even for a brand new house. Maybe some people are just believing to get into an apartment or
yep.
or to purchase a trailer or, you know, whatever. But I had very, very little faith. But the faith I did have was I had faith, God, I believe I could get enough money to get on a Greyhound bus to cross country going from London, Ontario, Canada, out to the Northwest, which is
right.
about a 3-4 day journey.
Right.
And I still had to believe by faith for that money for the
right.
bus ticket. But I did that. I believed by faith for it. I purchased the bus ticket, and I can't remember now whether it was 3 or 4 days, but it was a long time. I
right.
was sitting on that bus. And I sat on one bus, then transferred to another bus, then another bus. And by the time I got out to the Northwest, I was very happy to be off the bus. I was so thankful to the Lord that I had gotten there for my ministry assignment. And when I was there, I remember just praying to the Lord, spending time with the Lord. And He said, you know, I'm going to take care of you and everything. And I was supposed to go from there down to California on a bus, then from California back to Canada on a bus. And the very last night of meeting, the Lord had put an airline pilot into the meeting. And He came and He asked me afterwards, He said, what airline did you fly? And I said, I didn't fly an airline to get here. And He said, well, how did you get from Canada out
right.
here? And I said, well, I took the bus. He said, you took the bus? I said, yeah. I said, I believe by faith for God to give me the money. And He gave me a bus ticket. And so the airline pilot said, well, I want to give you a first class upgrade if you were on American Airlines. And I said, well, I didn't fly American Airlines. He said, I'm still going to give you a first class
wow.
upgrade. He said, I'm going to arrange it for you. And so He went back and He arranged the ticket, not just to go back to Canada, but to go to my next ministry assignment and then go back to Canada. And the Lord began showing me that if I give Him what He's asking for,
right,
a sacrifice, whatever that is, whether it's 3 days, 4 days on the bus,
right.
whether it's all of my money to buy a bus
right.
ticket, you can never outgive God. Never.
Right. And you stretch your faith to get even the bus ticket. So God
right.
honors that point of faith. Like you didn't say, no, I'm sorry, I can't go because I just don't have what it takes.
Absolutely.
You said, no, I'm going to use my faith to do what I can
I
in the way that I can do it.
I started with the faith that
yes,
I had.
Exactly.
And I used the faith that I had. And I remember when the Lord began teaching me about giving offerings. The first time He spoke to me, it was give $20. Well, I had never given $20 before, and actually, at the time, I was working a job as an artist, and I only made $30 a week. That's not very much.
Right.
And so when the Lord spoke to me about $20, I thought, God, $20, that's, for me, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I did it. And then the Lord took that and began to show me that there was increase on the other side of my 20. And so as he would increase me, he would speak to me again, give $50.
Yeah.
Wow, God, that's a lot of money. And I would give it. And then I'd see there was more increase. Give $100. I remember the first time I gave a $100 offering, I thought, wow, I must be like the most generous person on the face of the earth. I can't believe I can give $100. And I gave it, but there
feels
was
so
increase
too,
on the other side. And we kept on, it does feel good. And we kept on giving until the Lord enabled us to give. I'll never forget the night that we were able to give our first $1,000 offering.
Aww.
It was so monumental for us because it was something at this point that had become a dream for us.
Yeah.
Lord, we want to be able to give to such a degree that you would give us $1,000 so that we could give $1,000. And on the other side of the thousand, more increase came. We've been able to give $10,000. I mean, God continues to increase how much we're able to give because as we give to him, he gives back to
and
us.
And the kingdom is always about increase. It's always about increase. Like back in those days when we were believing, you know, I remember the same kind of stories. Like so just say, oh, God, if only we could give this much, you know. And then he provides a seed and you do it. And then it's like, oh, well, we need to give more now. And it just keeps increasing your desire to give increases.
Absolutely.
But the return, the expansion of your life increases because back then, both of our families, we were just giving what we had actually for our daily bread and for a little bit of outreach. But now we're both of our ministries are ministering to nations.
Exactly.
Every single day.
Exactly.
We're ministering to nations. We're actually feeding nations.
Which is
every
amazing.
Single day. And we gave our way into that.
Right.
So
we wouldn't
awesome.
Be able to do what we do today if it hadn't started with the $20 offering, if it hadn't started with sowing our life investment on the bus ticket. But because of those small little deposits, God's brought a great increase.
I love it. You know, I believe with all my heart, because I can feel it in the studio here right now, there is an anointing for miracles, provisional miracles. You're going to receive provisional miracles. I believe it in this program if you'll get a hold of just the faith that's being released. Because God, he wants to open the heavens over you. He wants to pour out a blessing over you that you cannot contain. So we're going to take a quick break right now, but we'll be right back with some ministry for you and with some valuable keys that will help you transition into a life of abundance, a life of increase where it never ends, of the increase of that provision. It'll never end. Do you want that? Do you want that? You can have it. We'll be right back.
Joshua Mills' new book, Position for Prosperity, gives you powerful insights into the kingdom realities available to all God's children. Access all Jesus made available to you through the cross. Right now, this book is only $16. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 309. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation. Joshua, in the Bible, there are many testimonies of multiplication where, you know, the loaves and the fishes for one and the widow at Zarephath, you know, she had her meal and her oil multiplied throughout the whole drought. And there's many others. But you've experienced multiplication miracles, too.
On several occasions, we've experienced crazy multiplication. I'll never forget the time we were ministering up in the Canadian Arctic. And as we were preparing dinner, actually it was my wife and the other pastor's wife, they were preparing dinner, it was pasta. And as they're preparing it, all of a sudden the Inuit leaders showed up at the home we were staying. And up in the Arctic, if they show up, then you feed them. And we really only had enough pasta for the four of us. But all of a sudden these other leaders came in, five or six other leaders. And we just said to God, God, you have to multiply our meal. And God supernaturally multiplied that pasta. And every single person was fed. And nobody had to have a little portion, all those kinds of things. But the Lord taught us about this through our financial giving, through our financial generosity. And when I was about, I guess, 20 years old, maybe 21, I was living in San Diego. And we were part of a church there. And the one night we had given everything that we had, into the offering. And after the meeting was done, one of my friends came over to me. He said, do you have any change for a soda? So just out of instinct, I reached my hand into the pocket of my pants. And when I did that, I was going to say to him, you know, I don't have anything in my pocket. But when I reached in, I could feel paper money. And wow. I thought, oh, Lord, I probably have a dollar. This is wonderful. I have $1. and so I pulled it out and I opened it up. And sure enough, it was not just $1. It was $100 that was in
no
my pocket.
I have no idea where it came from.
Now, there's no way that I could have had that $100. And I remember telling some people about this. They said, oh, Brother Joshua, you just forgot it in your pants. When you are so poor that you don't have nothing,
you would not
and you empty
it.
Your money into the offering, you know the sacrifice you're making.
Exactly.
But you cannot outgive God. It's impossible to outgive God. And that's why I love sowing into a ministry like XP. I love sowing into the work of God's glory. I love to sow into missions. I love to give and participate with what God's doing in the earth. Because you cannot outgive God. Every time you sow, the Bible says God will not be mocked. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. What a man sows, that shall he also reap. And so God had given us this $100. I knew I had not forgotten it in my pants. I knew it had not been somebody just trying to slip a secret blessing into my pants. Listen, you know if someone's got their hands in your pockets. I knew that it was a supernatural miracle from God. And that's when I realized not only can God multiply as far as, you know, multiply your food and multiply your resources and multiply provision in other areas, he can multiply your money.
Yes.
Do not limit how he can do that. You know, when they had to pay the temple taxes, Jesus spoke a word, said, go down, first fish you catch, open up its mouth. And they did that, and there was a coin on the inside. Don't limit how God can provide.
No, and even in this day, I remember we were at a meeting one time. In fact, you might have even actually been a speaker at this meeting. It was a few years ago now.
Right.
But this gal gave into the offering. And then during lunchtime, she thought, whoa, I better go to the ATM and get a little bit of money out of my account. Because
yes,
she knew
I was
she was running low.
I remember.
And she found, was it 40 grand or something?
Yes.
Like it was this
massive amount of money.
And she didn't know where it came
from.
She went to the bank the next week and they had no explanation for it either.
Right.
And so she didn't spend it right away. She thought, I better wait on this a little bit. And then after a while was able to spend it. And it was like, it's supernatural. We serve a supernatural God. We don't have to be afraid of anything in difficult times.
Exactly.
Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Times might change, circumstances might change, but he doesn't change.
He does not change.
And when you're in him, he can provide in any situation.
He's the provider today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He's always the provider. He is always Jehovah Jireh. He is always El Shaddai, God of more than enough. Not just a little bit, not just enough to get by, but he has more than enough.
Amen.
Always.
The God of all plenty.
Yeah.
Now, in your book, Position for Prosperity, and I really, you know, do want to encourage everyone to get a copy of this, but you give keys to living in this realm, because it's a realm. Once you connect into this realm, it finds you. You don't even have to look for it anymore. It's awesome. But you give keys to living in this realm. And one of them, of course, is seeking first the kingdom of God. And,
absolutely. Always making him first place.
Yeah. And do you have anything you want to share with our viewers that will help them connect into this realm of prosperity?
When I wrote that book, Position for Prosperity, it really came out of downloads that the Lord had given to me over several years of revelation, just unfolding within my spirit, walking it out, practically doing it, and seeing the God results from it. And it's the subtitle for the book is Unlocking the Realms of Blessing, Favor, and Increase. God wants every single Christian believer to walk in the blessing of God. God wants every single believer to walk in the favor of God. God wants every single believer to not just maintain, but increase.
Right.
Come into the abundance, the bounty of heaven. And so the three realms, blessing, favor, and increase, are all connected actually in regards to our finances with generosity.
Right.
The blessing is the realm of our tithe. And the Bible talks a lot about tithe. And we don't have time to get into that today. But I open it up and unfold it within the scripture. Not just Old Testament, but how that applies to us as new covenant believers.
Right.
And then the second realm, favor, applies to the realm of giving in regards to offerings. And God speaking to us directly about how to give. Not just in monetary ways, but in every area of our life. obeying and listening to the voice of God. And then the realm of increase has to do with the seed. The seed is powerful because the seed is unlimited. Actually, the Bible says, let each man or woman choose or decide in his own heart what he's going to sow.
Right.
And so if we sow a little bit, the Bible says we can reap a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he who sows generous or a lot
right.
can also reap a harvest of plenty.
Right.
And so that's the realm of increase. It is unlimited in dimension. God gives us seeds so that we sow them. When it comes back to us, we have more seed to sow. We can either keep right. it or sow it. Yeah. And so I kind of unlock that in the book.
I love it. I know that to be true. Like anytime I've asked the Lord for seed to sow, he has been faithful to give it.
Always.
You know, and then as you sow it, you can watch it. And I think that's good too, with intentionality, watch for the return.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes we just throw the seed out there.
It's
and it's
really
increasing,
important.
But we don't realize
it's important to watch, because the Bible says God loves a generous giver, and it says if we sow generously, we will reap generously also. So not only do we have to watch how we're sowing, but we have to watch how we're reaping. And we have to make sure that we have our eyes open to see how God is moving. And one of those things is thankfulness. Thankfulness mm-hmm. is a really big key. The seed for every problem in life is ingratitude or unthankfulness.
Right.
But the seed for every miracle is thankfulness.
Yes.
Is giving God glory, saying, God, I thank you for what you have done in my life. I begin noticing when I thank God for my breakfast and recognize mm-hmm. that it is a harvest in my life. It's not the biggest harvest. It's not the only harvest I'll get. But my breakfast is a harvest.
Yeah.
All of a sudden that positions me to be thankful for the next harvest, my lunch and my dinner.
Amazing insight, because you're actually acknowledging that you reaped your
Absolutely.
Breakfast through previous sowing.
Patricia, there's
it's
people
awesome.
That woke up this morning that could not eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a breakfast, it means that it is a harvest in my life. It is
That's
a blessing
awesome.
That God is bringing to me. And maybe I had in my mind that my harvest would look like $1 million. But if I can first see the breakfast harvest, or if I can see the little harvest that
right.
comes into my life, the little acts of kindness,
yes.
the little bits of generosity that take place, then suddenly it positions me into a place of having my eyes open for the larger harvest.
Right on. I love it. Another key, and I'll just, you know, just in a moment talk about this, because you blessed me so much. Years ago, I listened to your CD on Praise Changes the
right.
Atmosphere. Oh,
right.
my gosh. I just would quote that for days on end. You know, Praise Changes the Atmosphere.
Right.
But it shifts. Like, I've seen that shift on provisional levels. You know, when you get in a tight place, like, you know, when God's asking you to do something really big, you don't have what it takes to do it. And, you know, the enemy's pressing in on every side. I've remembered that key that you taught. And I would start to praise my thought. Praise changes the atmosphere. It can shift from this atmosphere of warfare into an atmosphere of open heaven on the provisional
Absolutely.
End. Absolutely. And it is amazing. Sometimes within 20 minutes of just praising him and thanking him and glorifying him in that way, the glory realm opens up and provision comes. I've seen it
Absolutely.
Within 20 minutes, almost miraculously.
Absolutely, because praise is the voice of faith.
Yes.
So it's the voice of victory. It literally synchronizes you with the blessings of heaven. So when you begin to choose to praise, you're saying, God, right here on earth as it already is in heaven. The
Amen.
Blessings that are already available there, now through my praise, are shifting down here. And it's wonderful. Like you said, it accelerates the blessing.
Amen. We're going to come right back, because we're going to make decrees over you for your miracle and for your shift. You're going to walk into and live under this glory realm of provision, because God put your name on that realm. Your name has been inscribed in him. You are destined for his goodness.
Joshua Mill's new book, Position for Prosperity, gives you powerful insights into the kingdom realities available to all God's children. Access all Jesus made available to you through the cross. Right now, this book is only $16. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 309. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You
are the answer to the groaning of creation.
Joshua, I'm so excited about all the revelation that you carry in the Lord about this very subject,
right.
Position for Prosperity, the title of your book. I'm just going to believe that everything that God downloaded to you, everything in that book is going to get imparted to all of our viewers
today. I believe there's an impartation. I believe that God can release the impartation from the written word into our lives. And even today as you're watching, I really want to encourage you to get a copy of this book. I encourage you to seek the Lord in regards to these realms of generosity, these realms of blessing, favor, and increase. God really wants to move in your life in a powerful way. And, you know, the Lord gave me revelation, downloaded it to my spirit in regards to opening up this realm. I believe the best things are ahead of you. I believe that the greatest days are ahead, and God wants to release something really big for you. Why don't you just stretch out your hands right now just to the screen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for releasing unusual blessing. Lord, I thank you for pouring out the uncommon increase of heaven in the life of every single one that is watching, listening, and ready to obey and follow your word. Lord, I thank you for releasing your miracles. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have a word for someone who's watching today. Is that you've been so desperate. In fact, you just, by divine appointment, put on this program. This program was designed for you. God made it just for you because you've been in an impossible situation that honestly, if a miracle doesn't happen, there's nothing you can do about the situation that you're in. But in the name of Jesus, I proclaim over you right now that miracle anointing, that miracle glory of God's provision that is going to meet all the needs and is going to pick you up, hold you close to his heart, bring you tight next to him, and carry you all the way through this season that you are in. We want to thank all of you for joining us on today's program. It's been wonderful having you. I speak blessing over your life. And remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Joshua Mill's new book, Position for Prosperity, gives you powerful insights into the kingdom realities available to all God's children. Access all Jesus made available to you through the cross. Right now, this book is only $16. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 309. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.